Quincy was on death row when Steve May first saw him. And as Pastor Steve walked the long corridor past dozens of others facing a sure end, Quincy stared at Steve through the bars. There was fear in his eyes, a helpless desperation. Right away, Steve knew Quincy was the one he had come for. So Pastor Steve May gave the animal shelter $50, adopted Quincy, and took him home. Adjusting to life with the family was complicated for Quincy. He must have been abused in the past because he trembled every time anyone approached him. And even though the May family had brought him home and showered him with love and affection, long walks and tons of treats, he tried to run away several times. He also had some other problems, some severe separation anxiety and a fear of abandonment. And every time the family packed a suitcase, Quincy would go a little nuts. He shadowed Mrs. May's every step. If she stepped outside, he sat at the door and whined for her. But most often, he just cowered whenever someone walked into the room. Reverend May said that if he could speak Quincy's language, he would say to him, "Relax. Everything's going to be okay. You're a part of our family, and we'll take care of you. Whatever happened in the past is past. You're with us now. Your life is different, Quincy. Enjoy it." That's what Reverend May would say if he were a dog whisperer. He's tried saying it to Quincy in English, but, well, Quincy doesn't get it. So for now, at least, Quincy remains just a little neurotic. You know, in the church, I've known a few Quincys. Actually, there have been times in my own life when I've related to God the same way Quincy relates to his adopted family. Timid, cowering, wanting to run away, afraid of being abandoned and absent-minded about what it means to be a part of God's family. We read just a few minutes ago from Ephesians. In Ephesians, you'll discover who you are, who you're meant to be, what you're meant to do, and what it means to be a member of the family of Christ. If we've ever felt insecure about our role in God's family, if we've ever felt unsure about our usefulness or acceptableness to God, let's listen to these words of Paul from prison, because these few verses tell us important things about our identity in Jesus. We need to hear this, that we have been on God's mind since the very beginning. Long ago, even before God made the world, God loved us and chose us. The Carter family adopted an 11-year-old boy named Jeremy. It was an exciting day for all of them. Jeremy was abandoned as an infant and grew up in a string of foster homes. And the only times he ever saw his birth mother were the three times she had come to town for his court hearings to block him from being adopted. But finally, after 11 years, the judge overcame her objections and freed the boy for adoption. Rachel Carter had been Jeremy's fourth grade teacher, the mother of three girls. Her heart had gone out to this sad little boy from the very first day of school. It broke her heart when he introduced himself by saying, "I'm Jeremy, and I don't have a family. I never will, because I'm too old for anybody to love me." Well, by the end of the school year, After the adoption was finalized, Jeremy proudly announced to his principal, "When school started, I was nobody. Now I'm a Carter." Paul wanted to describe to the Christians at Ephesus what it meant to belong to God through Jesus, and the word he chose is adoption. We have been adopted by God. Once we were nobody, now we are God's own children. Teacher Debbie Moon's first graders were discussing a picture of a family, and one little boy in the picture had different color hair than the other family members, and one child suggested that perhaps he was adopted. And one of the first grade girls named Jocelyn said, "I know all about adoptions because I'm adopted." And another child asked, "What does it mean to be adopted?" "It means," said Jocelyn, "that you grew in your mother's heart instead of her tummy." You and I grew in God's heart. That may be the best way to express that God has chosen us to be God's very own children. I think many of us can relate to the feeling of being lost, of being the last, of being alone, anything but loved and chosen. The feeling can haunt us our entire lives. In the workplace, in the classroom, at home, we've asked, if they had it to do all over again, would they choose me? Would they hire me? Would she marry me? Maybe you've wondered the same thing about your Christian life. If God had it to do over, would God save me again? Some of us may believe that we've been a disappointment to God, that God would have been better off not to have saved us in the first place. The message from Ephesians 1 is the exact opposite. The message of Ephesians is that God adopted you into God's family, and not because God had to, but because God wanted to. From the beginning, God chose you to be a part of God's family. God's unchanging plan has always been to adopt us into God's own family by embracing us through Jesus Christ. You are part of God's plan. From the beginning, it was God's idea that you would become good. Notice what Paul says. Long ago, even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us to be holy and without fault in his eyes. Whether or not you think it's possible for you to become holy and blameless, the Bible makes it clear that God thinks it's possible. Whether or not you believe in your potential, God believes in your potential. You are a part of God's plan. From the very beginning, God has known that you would arrive at this moment, for he chose us from the beginning, and all things happen just as he decided long ago. A million centuries before Genesis 1:1, God knew you would be where you are today, in your job, in your relationships, in all areas of your life. God knew you would be here. And for some, it's been a rough ride. There have been mistakes and disappointments along the way, and we've fallen short of God's glory many more times than we really care to admit. Many of us have regrets and wanted to just give up at times. But God's love for us has never changed. From the beginning, God has known that your life would bring you to this place today. Your past may be littered with failure and poor choices, but it doesn't change the fact that God loves you, that God chose you, and that God believes in you. You see, everything we need to be the people God adopts into God's family is provided. Poor little Quincy just didn't get it, did he? His family wants him. They chose him. They bought him. That family adopted him. And as far as that family is concerned, his last name is May. He'll never be hungry. He'll never be cold. He'll never be alone, but he doesn't get it. After Quincy's first year with the May family, he was still cowering around certain people. He hadn't stopped hoarding his food or panicking at the sight of a suitcase. Does he think that his family saved him in order to abuse him or abandon him? Doesn't he realize that his family is committed to giving him whatever he needs? Obviously not. Not yet, anyway. Sometimes believers are just as slow to grasp God's goodness in their own lives. God didn't bring you this far to abandon you. God didn't save you with the intention of leaving you all alone. Listen to what Paul said. How we praise God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we belong to Christ. He has showered his kindness on us along with all wisdom and understanding. You see, God is generous, very generous. God doesn't withhold God's kindness or God's love or mercy or forgiveness. God doesn't withhold God's compassion or God's blessings. God showers us with kindness. The Lord Jesus spreads a large table every day. God wants to be generous with you if you're willing to receive it. And God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. God can pour on the blessings in astonishing ways so that you're ready for anything and everything, more than just ready to do what needs to be done. You see, Paul isn't talking only about our physical needs. Paul's referring to our spiritual and emotional needs as well. God will pour out blessing upon blessing in your life, giving you all the joy you need, all the love you need, all the patience you need, all the mercy you need, and on and on and on. Some of us have spent a lot of our Christian life thinking that we had to manufacture these things on our own, and that most of the time God was ticked off that we didn't do a better job at it, or thinking that God doles out blessings only with great resistance and only to the most deserving. The truth is, God wants to shower God's kindness upon us all. Everything we need, God wants to provide. God isn't mad at you. God isn't disappointed in you. God isn't sorry that God chose you. God didn't choose you because God had to. God chose you because God wanted to. And if God had to do it over again, God would choose you again. Why? Because you have been on God's mind from the very beginning. God chose you to be God's very own. You belong to God. And that will never change. In Reader's Digest years ago, a contributor told of an Aunt Ruby and Uncle Arnie who had adopted a baby boy after 5 years of trying unsuccessfully to conceive. As it often happens, much to their surprise, a short time after the adoption, Aunt Ruby discovered she was expecting, and she later gave birth to a boy. And one day when the two boys were 8 and 9 years old, the teller of the story was visiting Aunt Ruby, and a woman in the neighborhood came to visit. And watching the children at play, the woman asked, "Which boy is yours, Ruby?" "Both of them," Ruby replied. And the woman persisted. She kept at it. She said, "But I mean, which one is adopted?" And Aunt Ruby didn't hesitate. She looked straight at her guest and replied, "I've forgotten." When we are adopted as God's children, we quickly come to cherish our Heavenly Father's forgetfulness. For God chooses to forget our sins, to forget our wayward past, and to embrace us all as God's daughters and sons. God treats us as if we had never sinned. That's the good news for us today. God has adopted us as God's own daughters and sons. Before the earth's foundations, God had us in mind, and we are now members of God's family. Amen.